In Hawaii, June 11th is Kamehameha Day, the day we honor the first chief to unify the Hawaiian Islands. Today started early for a lot of folks in Kohala.
Yeah, who gets up at 5 o'clock, these guys?
That's Kaui Nakamura, president of the Kamehameha Day Committee there in Hawaii. She says the whole community is turning out.
Experience the sunrise and do all kinds of prayers, do all kinds of joyous olis, and then you have your halaus that dance on the road in front of Kamehameha statue.
Wow, the statue so regal after its restoration. Michelle Kawai is programs coordinator with Feed Hawaii at Kohala Village Hub.
This is 99th year of the parade, so we do want everybody to come, have fun, expect to spend the whole day with us.
Yeah, or if you want, come spend the weekend because everybody starts doing stuff like from 3 days before.
All the lei were dropped off this morning, and they do not back a lift up to the statue. Several boys are charged with maneuvering these 20-foot bamboo poles to drape the royal personage, with all the community watching.
I know, yeah, and they're all in kahikomalo, kiheis, red and yellow, some is white. And then you have the Royal Order of Kamehameha all in their black jackets. And it's so nice because we usually get, you know, the high school football players or high school kids to do this so they'll experience it.
We try to get the kids involved, and they're pretty stoked every year it comes up.
You know, and Kamehameha was born in Kohala, so...
Okay, let's go back to the night when Kamehameha was born.
According to Kohala historian Fred Kachola, Kamehameha was born on the Kohala coast in a place called Kokoiki, and he says... there were signs that night.
What kind of signs? The oceans were roaring, the waves were pounding, the thunder was great, the lightning was awesome. And it was all those tremendous omens and signs that nature was giving, which Hawaiians considered to be very significant for the birth of royalty.
Kachola says the king was born at Kapakai in Kokoiki, a tiny spit of sand where a canoe could land along that rough shoreline. Why was he born there? That depends on who you think Kamehameha's father is. Kachola continues that story at HawaiiPublicRadio.org. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.